Archaeologists and engineers are working together using 3D technology to study a 1,200-year-old canoe found in Lake Mendota in November of last year. The canoe is the oldest intact boat found here in Wisconsin. Its preservation process could take years, slowing the study of this historic discovery. But with 3D scanning, scientists may be able to get a jump on that process. Jim Skibo is the Wisconsin State Archaeologist and part of the State Archaeology and Maritime Preservation Program at the Wisconsin Historical Society. Jim, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's nice to be here.
And Lennon Rogers is Director of the Granger Engineering Design Innovation Labs at UW-Madison. Lennon, welcome to Central Time.
Great to be here.
Jim, I talked to the marine archaeologist who discovered this. Can you give us a sense of how big a deal this is, a 1,200-year-old intact canoe?
Yeah, well, it's a big deal. It's the reason we decided to take it out. It's not something we typically do with artifacts that are underwater, but being the oldest and mostly intact canoe in Wisconsin, and the fact that it had net sinkers in it, it's the only one with artifacts in it that were presumably attached to a net when it went down, and so it's evidence of early fishing with nets. So it was a significant find, and when I told Christian Overland, the director of our society about it, he asked if we could take it out, and we worked with Tammy Thompson and Caitlin Zant, our maritime archaeologist, and Amy Roseborough, and we came up with a plan, and we pulled it out, and it was great success. And it turned out in 2021, this BBC television show called Time Team voted it one of the 10 top archaeological finds in the world in 2021. So indeed a significant find.
And Lennon, can you talk about the 3D scanning technology you're using to help help speed up the process of learning from this thing?
Yeah, the 3D scanner essentially takes just a high resolution scan, three-dimensional scan. So all the little details that you can barely even see with your eye, all the little markings on it that were made during the actual fabrication of the canoe, and really anything that happened since then. And it does it largely by using this laser that projects a pattern on the surface. And so we're able to save that information. And the real benefit there was that the plan was to remove the canoe out of water for a period of time. We had it out for about a day, and we were able to scan it, and then they put it back and keep it preserved underwater. So we have that high resolution scan now that we can analyze, and we have done some analysis already without needing the actual canoe out of water.
Let's talk about the people here. Jim, first of all, what do we know about the culture that probably produced this canoe?
Well, the canoe dates to 8,800 approximately, which is what we call in archaeology the effigy mound culture, which was a time in Wisconsin, in the southern part of Wisconsin, where people built these effigy mounds. You could see them all around, especially the Madison area. It was a time when people, especially the Madison, the Four Lakes area, would come together during periods of the year and for burial rituals and to get together. So this was a gathering place, and the descendants of, it's hard to know who was in the canoe because, but the group that probably was here the most during this time period, and there's also a lot of movement, were the Ho-Chunk. And what's interesting is that Bill Quackenbush of the Ho-Chunk Nation and a group of youths will be coming through on June 20th. They made a dugout canoe, and they're going to be going to the place where it was brought up, and then go and visit the canoe at this at our facility where it's now housed. So we had support from the tribes, support from the Ho-Chunk, and we're really, it's a project that we're doing together.
And Lennon, here you are, an engineer in 2022, using this state-of-the-art technology to look back at this state-of-the-art technology from 800. Do you feel, did you wonder about the people who made this, the engineers of that day?
Yeah, that was definitely something that came to mind, and it's something that we're interested in, trying to understand the tools that were used, the process that they used to make it, and kind of what you're talking about. I mean, the lab that I oversee at UW is all about making, so it is neat to think about these people, you know, hundreds of years ago, using the tools that were available to them, the technology that they, you know, that they had access to. And here we come along years later with this high-tech scanner shining a laser on it. It was really neat.
Now, Len, can you paint a picture for us of what we would see if we were to look at the scan? What would it look like?
I mean, you really just see the canoe in detail. So you see pretty much every scratch, indent, the texture of the wood itself. That's what you see with the high resolution scan we did. We also used an iPhone scanner. The most recent iPhone has LiDAR and uses an approach called photogrammetry, where it takes a bunch of images and is able to back out a lot of the three-dimensional information. But the iPhone can't get that fine resolution detail that we're able to get with this other high-end scanner we use. So with the iPhone scanner, you can actually see the coloring. And so it's neat. You can see right down the center of the canoe where Jim has said that they use the burning out technique. And those kind of image, those color details you can't see with the high resolution. You can see those little minute little scratches and things with the high end, but then with the iPhone one, you can see a lot of the colors, so they kind of complement each other. And together you can really analyze, spin it around on the computer screen, zoom in. You can really take your time and analyze it.
And Jim, I tend to think of archaeology as, you know, painstakingly dusting off pottery shards and things like that. Can you talk about some of your hopes for this kind of high-tech technology to help us open new windows on the past?
Well, this is a great collaboration, and it's led to, I call it the Canoe A team, a group of interdisciplinary scholars, including Lennon, who are thinking about the canoe in a variety of different ways. We're involved in trying to get an idea of the microclimate of the area to see what the shorelines were like during that period. We were just talking off air before we came on about using the scans to look at tree rings. There are tree ring patterns to look at climate that go back to the 1600s, but not to 800. And it would be really cool if we could start building this tree ring pattern all the way back, not only to look at climate, but also it helps. It's the most accurate archaeological dating technique when you could pick up a piece of wood, find out where it is on the pattern, and tell how old it, when the tree was cut down and when it started growing. But I think that, you know, they say Lake Mendota is the most studied lake in the world, and I'm going to try to make this the most studied canoe in the world.
That's a good place to leave it. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And Lennon, thanks for being with us.
Thank you. It's great being here.
We've been talking to Jim Skibo, Wisconsin's state archaeologist, and Lennon Rogers, director of the Granger Engineering Design Innovation Labs at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. They talked with us about new 3D scans of this 1,200-year-old canoe found in Lake Mendota here in Wisconsin. By the way, they mentioned some scans publicly available. You can find those at our segment note. Look for it at WPR.org/centraltime.